Happy New Year. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, December 31st through the holiday weekend. First, the weather. It's looking good the next few days. Expect mostly sunny skies and a breeze, with highs reaching to the low 80s, dropping to the 70s at night. Our top story, are you trying to get a COVID-19 vaccine appointment at Broward Health? You'll have to look elsewhere. The hospital has shut down its appointment hotline. It's not because of the tech issues the hotline faced this week after getting overwhelmed with callers. It's simply because there are no more slots available. The hospital says it has more than 5,000 vaccine appointments scheduled through February 2021, and has reached full capacity for now. Meanwhile, at Miami-Dade County's public hospital system, Jackson Health is unveiling an ambitious plan to vaccinate more than 10,000 South Florida senior citizens for COVID-19 in the coming weeks. In more COVID news, all state-supported COVID testing sites in Florida are closed for New Year's Day. They include Hard Rock Stadium, Marlins Park, and Amelia Earhart Park. In Broward, closed sites include C.B. Smith Park and Pembroke Pines, the Cleveland Clinic Florida Weston Campus and Holiday Park in Fort Lauderdale. You can still be tested on New Year's Day, but choices are limited and might require you to do a bit more research than usual. In business, does the town feel crowded to you? Well, no wonder. The Miami area is seeing a surge in holiday travelers looking to break out of their quarantine confines. At Miami International Airport, passenger volumes averaged nearly 68,000 the last week of December. Hotel occupancy in Miami Beach also touched a pandemic high in mid-December. And Wynwood Walls has seen about 30,000 visitors since reopening December 18. The Orange Bowl and the College Football National Championship game, to be played at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, will keep momentum strong into January. In sports, Dolphins vs. Bills. Tua, or Fitz, versus Josh Allen. The game has been circled on the calendar since the schedule came out. If the Dolphins win, it's time for the playoffs. How will it go? Join Miami Herald sports writers Adam Measley and Armando Salguero on a new episode of Dolphins in Depth. Find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, this one hurts. The beloved local New Year's Eve event, the Big Orange Countdown, is canceled due to the pandemic. The city of Miami says that the neon guy in sunglasses won't be ringing in 2021. For the past 34 years, the giant orange has climbed to the top of the Intercontinental Miami Hotel as the seconds tick toward midnight and people cheer below. Hopefully next year, we will all be able to enjoy the 2,000-pound, 35-foot-high iconic orange with its 2,000 LED lights. Happy New Year, everyone. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.